Sad news. Sudan, the world's last surviving male northern white rhino, has died at 45, which is about 90 in human years. Born in Sudan, he lived at a conservancy in Kenya and was beloved. The world's most eligible bachelor, he was called on a Tinder fundraising app. Here's one of his caretakers in a recent PBS documentary.
He's an old man. We really take great care of him, just like elderly people.
Like elderly people. Vicky Krogh hosts WBUR's The Wildlife Blog. Vicky, so sad to say the world's last, but this wasn't unexpected.
No, not unexpected, but so sad, as you say, just the same. By all accounts, Sudan, as an individual rhino, was a sweetheart. As you heard there from the caretaker, they treated him like a dear old man. But he was in decline. He was sleeping a lot and was increasingly arthritic. He was also battling a deep infection in his back right leg. He was clearly suffering and couldn't stand up, and that's why he was euthanized yesterday. That's got to be so hard for the caretakers who had the closest relationship with Sudan, remarkably close, especially when you consider how massive he was. Northern white rhinos can weigh about 5,000 pounds, yet the caretakers could rub his belly and sit with him when he napped. In a kind of eulogy for Sudan, a statement from the conservancy made a point of characterizing this grand old rhino for his dignity and strength.
Well, tell us more about his life and what he faced.
Sudan's life has been well documented, and that, of course, has been because he was part of an ambitious conservation effort to save his subspecies, the northern white rhino. That's one of two subspecies of one white rhino. In the last years, the remaining northern white rhinos had to be protected from poachers by armed guards around the clock. Poaching's a problem for all rhinos, and they're killed for their horns, largely supplying illegal markets in parts of Asia. But adding to that, northern white rhinos have had a huge problem working against them for decades. Much of their range had been in countries where civil war and instability made them even more vulnerable. They used to be found in parts of Chad, Sudan, Uganda, Congo, and Central African Republic. So zoos around the world have participated in trying to save this subspecies, in part trying to get them to reproduce in captivity. Sudan's own story is amazing. He was a wildlife round tripper. He was captured in the wild in Sudan and lived much of his life, more than 30 years, at a zoo in the Czech Republic before coming back to Africa.
Well, and now he leaves just his daughter and granddaughter, two female rhinos. There is technology, but how do you preserve the northern white rhino?
27-year-old Najin and Sudan's daughter, Sudan's daughter, and the other is her 17-year-old daughter, Fatou. And I know this sounds pretty counterintuitive, but Sudan's death doesn't really change the equation all that much. The subspecies is already considered extinct in the wild. None of the two remaining northern white rhinos alive today is capable of reproducing naturally anyway, and weren't even at the end of Sudan's life. So efforts to save the subspecies were already in the realm of high-end assisted reproduction. The Czech Republic Zoo has been a major player, and they say that Sudan could still have an offspring. According to the statement, they say that preservation is only possible with IVF techniques using eggs from the two remaining females stored northern rhino semen from males and surrogate southern white rhino females.
So people are still going to be working on it. He might have an afterlife because of technology. But what an impression he made. Sudan died at 45, 90 in human years, leaves behind the two females and a technology that even with his DNA, which they collected yesterday in a ritual, may be able to someday reproduce. Vicky Krogh, our guide to the animal world. Vicky, too many eulogies, though. But thank you.
I know. We'll get some births in there, Robin.
Thank you.